Okay, we'll start at the top of Ayin Vav Amud Aleph. Three lines down that we look to is Tanur Rabbanan. Tanur Rabbanan. Harizig Yitek, Amanat Shitzitam Shit Abba Shtei Shanim. Amanat Shitaniki Yad Bini Shtei Shanim. So now he said that this is your get, if you will service my father for 2 years, or that you will nurse my child for 2 years. Apopi Shalom is Kayim at Tanai, Hariz a get. Even though the Tanai was never fulfilled, it's a get. Lofi Shalom Amarla, because he didn't formulate it, Im Tishamshi, Im Lo Tishamshi, Im Taniki, Im Lo Taniki, Tivi Rabbi Meir. So, quite Rabbi Meir requires a Tanai couple. So, the failure here in the Tanai is that it wasn't formulated properly, so there's no Tanai couple. If there's no Tanai couple, there is no Tanai. So now you have a valid get without any conditions, without any preconditions. If you fulfill the conditions, then it's a get. It's quite the chachamim, there's no requirement of Tanai couple. So therefore, if you made a condition to the get, you must fulfill that condition in order for the get to be a valid get. So now the chachamim say that it's a get, as long as you fulfill those conditions. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, mein lecha Tanai, baktuvim, she'enu kaful. There is no Tanai in Tanakh that is not double. So, Ika Damre, so some say this position of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is the Rabbi Meir Kamerle, Ika Damre, the Rabbanu Kamerle. Some people say Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is speaking to Rabbi Meir's position, and some say he's speaking to the Rabbanu's position. Ika Damre, the Rabbi Meir Kamerle, some say that he's speaking to Rabbi Meir's position, Rachi Kamerle. In the Chat Tanai Ketuvim, Shein Kafur. That there are a number of tsna'im, there are different conditions in the pasuk, and each time there's a tsna'i in the pasuk, it is doubled, it's a tsna'i kaful. Babalu, shnei ketuvim, kabayim ke'achad, bako shnei ketuvim, kabayim ke'achad, eim lamdim. So in general, whenever we have a repetition of a certain halakha, so if you have a unique halakha, and then we say, let's learn from this unique halakha to other places. We say, if it's written once, there's a possibility you can learn it to others. But the Torah went out of its way to write a unique halakha more than once, either twice or three times. Then the general belief is that it was specific to those areas and not other areas. Because the fact that it went out of its way to write it two or three times without that being necessary, had you read it once, you could have learned from that one place to other places. Instead, the Torah went out of its way to write it in these three specific locations. I mean, these three specifically and nowhere else. Otherwise, it could have eliminated the other two and just had one time written. The fact that it's written numerous times shows you that this is unique to these specific areas, and it's not a general requirement. So as Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's claim against Rabbi Meir is, Rabbi Meir requires a Tanai Kapul. Now if you need a Tanai Kapul, why does the Torah repeat it three or four times? And if it could have learned it out of one time. So the fact that it does that shows that it's unique to these issues, and it should not be, right, it should not be used as a limud in general to teach us what the paradigm of the Tanai is. Some say it's for the Rabbonim, he's criticizing the Rabbonim's position and say, listen, how could you not require a Tanai couple? If we have so many times in the Pasuk or in the Torah Tanakh that a Tanai couple is used, and we learn out from them. If we're going to learn out from them, if they're the paradigm of what a Tanai couple is, you should be learning out from this paradigm. How could you, the Chachamim, have a Tanai that doesn't follow this paradigm that the Torah lays out, that the Tanakh lays out? Now, the Rashi points out for the Chachamim that they have to say, or their answer to this is going to be, Rashi says this, the Kuli Tzrichim, that all of them are needed, that in each instance, they require the Tanai couple to be written because, right, had you not had the Tanai couple, you might have come to the wrong conclusion. So we discussed this with Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuben. Right? Had it only written that if you go into Eretz Yisrael, you will inherit an Eivra Yerdain, and written nothing else, the assumption would have been if they didn't go into Eretz Yisrael, then they would get nothing. So I had to write the other side of the Tanai to teach you, what's the negative side of the Tanai is that if you don't go in, you will inherit an Eretz Yisrael. So it's Rikuzo. Also, by things like in the Kutat, the Lake, and the Lobo, the Lake, you could have thought that if you listen to Hashem, you'll get all the rewards. You don't listen to Hashem, neutral, nothing happened. No, the Torah teaches you, one, the positive, if you do it, the good things will happen. If you don't do it, then the negative things will happen. So again, you create a recusa of why the Torah needs to go out of its way to formulate it as a Tanai couple, and not necessarily because it's come to teach you that that is the paradigm for Tanai. You only need the Tanai couple when there would have been an assumption otherwise. Right? If there's no assumption otherwise, you can infer it, or it's implicit from one side of the Tanai, you won't need to have a Tanai couple. We have a question from a Braisa. How is it Gidek Amanat should Tishamshi the Abba Steshanim, Amanat should Sinikia to Nishneshanim, Meta Ab, who Meta Ben, Eno Get, Tibir Rabbi Meir? Meir says it's not a get. Well, why shouldn't it be a get? Right? Rabbi Meir says it's not as a failure. The guy is a total failure because he didn't do a Tanai couple. So now when the father or the son passes away, why should that be relevant to the get? The get is the point of Rabbi Meir, the get's valid right away, and the Tanai falls away. So why runs a remainder? Is there no get? Or is a get? Come and say, even if the Tanai is not Mikuyam, it's a get. And again, some think it's a valid Tanai. So why, without the Kiyama Tanai, why is it a get? Right, Hashem Shenu, give me your father, Abicha, and Hashem Shenu, and I'll take care of him. Timely Benicha, Benicha, bring me your son, and I'll take care of him. Rabbi says, Kashid Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir, this is Stira in the position of Rabbi Meir we saw from the previous Braisa. Kashid Rabbanan and Rabbanan. It's also a question of the Rabbanan's positions in these two Braisas. So Rabbi Meir, do you remember about Kasho? So Rabbi Meir is not a Kasho. Why? Hudson to Lo Kaple Tanei. How come to Kaple Tanei? The first Braisa, he didn't do a Tanai couple. So therefore the Tanai falls away. It's irrelevant. And therefore the get is a valid get right away. And the second Braisa, the Tanai is a Tanai couple. And since it's a Tanai couple, since he formally, even though it's not explicit in the race, so you have to say this, that was a Tanai couple, and therefore it's a valid Tanai, and she can't be in the Tanai, then it's not a valid gift. Who are the Chachamim in the second Braisa? Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Hey, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel of our Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel of our Mishnah says that what? Damar Kol Kova Sheinai Menor is a get. As long as she is not the cause of the Tanai not being Mikuyam, then it is a valid get. So the Chachamim are not the same Chachamim as the previous Braisa, but the Chachamim are Rabbi Shimon Gamliel of our Braisa, who says that whenever it's not her fault, the Tanai is considered to be Mikuyam, and it is a valid get. Okay, Tan Rabbanan. Amar lo b'fnei shnayim, herzeh gitech. She says before two edim, right, this is your get, on the condition that you will service my father for 2 years. And then she goes ahead in front of the other set of edim, and says, how is it you take? Almanat shetitni li 200 zuz. On the condition that you give me 200 zuz. Lo bitel divrei achron et aritzum. The second statement does not undermine the first statement, meaning that he's given it. Both times he's given a get that would be valid as long as the Tanai is Mikuyam. So Ratzta Misham Shato, Ratzta, no Matam Zuz, she can choose. Either she can service his father, or she can give the 200 Zuz, and the get will be a valid get. Again, there's a Sira, a get, giving him a get was valid. There's just a condition in order to trigger, right, or to have the get remain valid, and that is either she services his father, or she says Matam Zuz, one does not undermine the other. I mean, that either one of the conditions would be about a vow, but if he says, I'm allowed to finish Naimar, it's a Gitech, I'm not sure to leave my time Zuz. Then if I have to, it's a get if you give me 200 Zuz. Because I'm allowed to finish Naim, and then he says, before then another two, I'm allowed to finish Naim, and then he says, they give me 300 Zuz. Detail Dibre Akron at Arisham. Then, right, the second statement undermines the first statement. So what's the difference between the first case and the second case? The first case, he had two different categories of tzedakah. One was servicing my father, the other one was money. Over here, he has two categories of money. He has 200 zuz and then 300 zuz. So it can't be that he means either or. It must mean that when he says 300 zuz, he's retracting his first statement of 200 zuz, and he's saying now the price is 300 zuz, no longer is it 200 zuz. This is an interesting thing. But no one of the first Katavadim and the second Katavadim can come combine. So, on what part of the price is this going on? Elay Masefa Haribidel. You have had a second half of the mission, the first whole condition was not. It's irrelevant because he, by making the second condition, he erased the first condition. By saying 300 Zuz, the 200 Zuz is wiped out. So the first Adim are irrelevant. Ela Ratio. So if it's on the ratio, you can't combine the first Adim and the second. Why says Pshita? Of course not. One set of Adim is talking about servicing their father, and one set of Adim is talking about 200 Zuz. So why should they be able to combine? So Mao Tema called it Kiyumatnai Vitarpin, right? That you would think that between the two sets of Eidim, that what's the common denominator between the two sets of Eidim? Is that they both know that there's a condition to the get. So for instance, if she shows up here and says, I have a get and I'm divorced, then if one of the first set of Eidim showed up and one of the second Eidim showed up and said, listen, the get wasn't a valid get, there was a condition in the get. Even though they're not talking about the same condition, at least they can make a claim against her that the get's not valid unless you filled some condition. We don't know what that condition is, but at least still fill some condition. So that's Kamash Mon, we don't say that. That each set of Eidim stands independently, and you can't have either one of those Eidim combined to say that there is some sort of leftover or residual tonight in the get. That each set must stand by themselves, and they have to either testify about their tonight or testify about the other tonight. This is your get if I don't show up in the next 30 days. And he was traveling from Yehuda to the Galil. He gila Antipras. Okay, so he reaches a place called Antipras v'chazar, and then he returns. Batel tna'o. And his tna'i is batel. So the assumption over here is that Antipras is in the Galil. So he travels from Yehuda to Galil. Antipras is the first city of the Galil. So now what has he done? He's gone to the Galil, and now he's returned. So batel tna'o, his tna'i is batel, because he says, if I don't come back within 30 days, meaning that I'm going to go to the Galil and be back within 30 days, he's done that. He's gone to the Galil, he went to Antipras, and now he's come back. All right, now, Hari Zekitek, Im Lobati, Mikan Vashkoshim Yom. He says, here again, if I don't show up in the next 30 days, I look, Mikalili Huda, the opposite, right? He's living in the Galil, he's going to Huda. Here, the Kvar Atonai. So he reaches the Kvar Atonai again. The Kvar Atonai, the assumption in the Gemara right now is that in the Mishnah, Kvar Atonai is the first city in Yehuda that you bump into when you come from the Galil. Chazar Batel Tno, and then he returns Batel Tno. Again, his Tnai is no longer in effect because he returned. Okay. He did, right, no get, because he returned within 30 days. He went to Yehuda, came back within the 30 days. I said, he takes him, so now he says, if I don't return within 30 days, right, he's going overseas, leaving Eretz Yisrael. He gets to Akko, and then returns, that's sufficient. We saw that in the first Mishnah in Gidin, that already Akko is, right, considered the Chutzlars, that's the border, Eretz Yisrael and the Chutzlars. I said, you take close manchit and form, you can get panayim, right, or panayim, that if I was to say get, as long as I do not see you, Shloshim Yom for 30 days. I go, Olekubai, he was coming back and forth to the city. As long as he didn't have Yichel there, I said, get. Then it is a get. That we're going to have to explain in the Gemara because he said, I don't want to see you, and now he's seeing her. So why is there still a valid, right, a valid tonight here? Right, the Memra. So the Gemara says, the assumption is that the Antipras is the Galil. Right, the first case, the Antipras is the first city in the Galil. And therefore, when he goes to the Galil and comes back, he's fulfilled his tonight, or he's ruined his tonight because he came back within 30 days. Now, the Kaima. Viraminu. The price that says Antipras for Yehuda, Paratonai for Galil, just the opposite. The Antipras is in Yehuda, and Paratonai is in Galil. Then tie in between those two cities, which is no man's land, Meitino Tel the Chumra. And we say it's a Chumra Megureshet, Meinum Megureshet. So, Antipras is the first city in Yehuda, coming south from the Galil. Paratonai is the first city north when you're going from Yehuda to the Galil. And in between those two cities is no man's land. I'm not sure if it's considered Yehuda or the Galil. But either way, right, it's a question on our Mishnah, because our Mishnah seems to assume that Antipras is in the Galil and the Paral Tanai is in Yehuda. Now, Amar Abai, trade tonight, Kamar. Well, that he actually had two conditions, right, that he said to her. This is Joel, to help you out a little bit. He says, first of all, Imatin in the Galil, the outer, the Avigita. He goes, if I go to the Galil immediately, then it should be a get. If I never reach the Galil and I'm on the way, I'm out on the way for 30 days, then it should be a get. So Gila Antipras the Chazar. So now if he goes to Antipras and then returns, he fulfilled neither side of the condition. Why? So he never got to the Galil. He wasn't on the road for 30 days. Therefore, Batel to know. So in all these instances, we're going to say the same thing, that he made two conditions. One condition is if I reach my destination, right, then it's a get right away. If I don't reach my destination and I don't return within 30 days, right, then it's not a valid get. So in any of these cases, that's why the price and the mission are the same. Antipras is really in Yehuda, because therefore he never got to the Galil. Faruk and I is really in the Galil, which means he never got to Yehuda. And now he returns within the 30 days, so neither of the conditions were triggered, and neither of the conditions were triggered, the get is an invalid get. So in in this case, it's more a get. So if so, maybe this makes you feel better that it's more explicit here exactly what the tnai was that he was saying rather than the implicit tnai before he was traveling, and then we say that based on where he was traveling, that was implicit in his tnai. The finish of the mission right now is that the location of where these stations are considered, part of Yehuda, Galil, or Chutzlar, etc. So that's Gemara's going to be next, Gemara's next question. The Memra de Akko, B'Dubias, Ayam, Kaimel. Well, from this it seems like that Akko is considered outside of Eretz Yisrael. Ha'amar of Safak, you have a Miftere of Bonim and Hadodi, when they're abundant used to depart from each other, but Akko have a Miftere. So what's the issue? What's happening here? That the people from Chutzlar used to come learn Torah in Eretz Yisrael, or they used to come, the same thing, they used to come to Yeshiva for their year in Eretz Yisrael. And then when they went back home, right, the people, the Bnei Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, used to be malach them on the way home. But they did not want to go outside of Eretz Yisrael. Also, let's say, without a valid reason, one cannot leave Eretz Yisrael.
Why would we extrapolate that Akko is within us now?
Very good. All right. Okay, so Amar Abai, trade tonight, Amar Abai. All right. That's it. Abai answers the same way that we just answered before. That is, Imatil Medina Sayyam, the Alter Lavi Gita. If I reach Medina Sayyam, then it should be a good way. What? Imatil Medina Lavi Gita. If I look away on the way for 30 days and don't come back, then it's a get. Heagil Akub Chazar. So if he goes to Akub and comes back, then he didn't fulfill either side of the get. Exactly what you're asking, Shaul. With the low, the Medina Sayyam, Akub, he never reached Medina Sayyam. The low, he's still not Mishnah, he's the Yom. So, but the Otsna. Therefore, the Tanai is not valid. Yes, exactly that. Abai answers the same way, and that the Mishnah will read consistently throughout that they're actually two Tanaiim, and that based on this, Akko is part of Eretz Yisrael, right? And Tifris is part of Yehuda, and Kfar Tanai is part of the Galil, and that's what the Mishnah is coming to teach us. All right, now. How does it say? Koman Shabar Lepanak. So we mentioned this in the mission, it doesn't make any sense. It says, as long as I don't see your face, then this will be a get for 30 days. And he goes back and forth and he's seeing her, and yet we still say it's a valid get. I says, well, Avar, he didn't leave for 30 days. He keeps seeing her. So I'm Rabuna, my panefka, what does it mean, your face, or panayak, what does it mean, your face? So Tashmish. So Rabuna says that panayak means that we will not cohabitate, we will not have relations for the next 30 days. I'm Kari Le Panayak, why is it called it a face? The mission speaks in a nice manner. Right, like the Mishnah Subas, Vihimid Abaret, and when we talk about speaking, again, if the Mishnah or the Gemara usually tries to use terms that are right, not explicit, but rather implicit of what is transpiring. But it's your face, literally. It doesn't say she's divorced. How is that get, Tani? Right, that it's still a get. The lavi gets yoshan. That it doesn't become a get yoshan. That anytime you fulfill the 30 days, it will be a get. So what does that mean? What's a get yoshan? Right, what's a get yoshan? A get yoshan is someone who gives a get that's a dated get. And then it's miyakhe with his wife after the time that is dated on the get. Because we're afraid that gitah kodun libnah. That she'll have a get that precedes the birth of a child. If that's the case, right, it would be a child born out of wedlock. So we don't want you to be happy with her after the get is given. So over here, what did he say? He said, if I spend 30 days away from you, it'll be a valid get. So now he goes, he leaves town, and he comes back 5 days later. But he's not to be happy with her. So now, is it a get yoshan? No, because the get's still valid. Then he goes away for another 5 days, comes back. Is it a get yoshan? No, he wasn't to be happy with her. Is it still a valid get? That's the question you have, because it's not a get yoshan. Now he goes away for 30 days. Right now he goes away for 30 days and doesn't see her, the get can become effective. And that's what the mission is saying. The get can become effective because you haven't invalidated the get. By going back and forth, it just said, as long as, you know, any time I'm away from you for 30 days, this get will go effective. Right, that's what Rabbi Yochanan is going in the mission. That's what it said, 30 days, but it doesn't get validated by him coming back in between because he never had yichud with her. All right, Tanya Kavosi, the Rabbi Yochanan, but Bryce supports the position of Rabbi Yochanan. Harizek, Gitei, calls Manchia, for me, connected Panay. Shloshim Yom for 30 days. Right? It doesn't say any time at Shloshim Yom. It says any 30 days, right? This is a valid get, and we don't worry about get yoshan, which sounds like Rabbi Yochanan trying to get tachet ima. We don't. She was never miyakim. So the Gemara asks, "Do you believe Shloshim Yom?" Right? Let's say that he was mefayis. Let's say that the get is no longer a valid get. Our assumption until this point is that the get is still valid even when he goes away for 30 days. We've seen earlier in the Gemara, right, this shash that maybe he's mefayiser. He's mefayiser, the get becomes an invalid get. Amar Abba Bhuna, Amar Abba Mare Mishmid Rav, Abba Mare Mishmid Rav, Omer Neminet Alai Gomar Shlobati. But he gives her Nemunus. He says to her before the get was given, he says to her, this woman, she'll be believed, right, that to say that I didn't come. So you get the Matin Gwa Masnison. Right, some people say that this statement of Abba Mari Mishmid Rav was on our Mishnah. It says, Mi Akshav in Lobat Mikan Vanyud Beis Kodesh. Right, this get is valid from now if I don't come within the next 12 months. Who makes the Tech Mi Beis Kodesh? He dies within the 12 months, there is a get. So my says, Lichos Shem Apiyes. Let's say maybe he was a Fayaser. Who says just because he didn't come, he's not here, he's dead now, but in the interim he wasn't a Fayaser. So Amar Abba Huna, Akhi Amar Abba Mari Mishmid Rav, Omer Neminata Lai Lomar Shlobati. In a case where he says that she's Nemun to say that I never came back. If I never came back, then certainly I wasn't Mithayat's her. So if she had that Nemunus to say he never returned, then we know that he gets valid because he wasn't Mithayat's her. The one who says this on the Mishnah certainly says on the Brisa. On the Mishnah, we went to Medina Sayyam, right, and then they died. To assume that he came back somewhere and was Mithayat's her, that seems like an unusual case. And nevertheless, we still require her to have Nemunus to say that he didn't come back. And certainly in the Brisa, which 30 days and it's going back and forth, there's certainly you're going to require her to have an amonis. Mand money lab, right? So the one who says on the bright stuff, Abba Masnis, and he says, no, Habalaka. He's in Medina Sayyam. We saw that he left. He went away and he's dead now. In Medina Sayyam, the likelihood of him coming back is so low that we're not going to require an amonis. We're going to assume that he never came back and that he was never Mithayisir. All right. New Mishnah. This is your get, if I don't come within the next 12 months. Then he dies within the 12 months. He don't get. It's not a valid get. If he says, now we change it to Miyakshav, right, to Rabbi Yitzchak, then the get's effective. Why? Because the get went effective before he died. In the first case, the get's only effective after he dies. If I don't come within the next 12 months, kitzvuch nu get lishti, write and give a get to my wife, kitzvuch get betokhi bet kodesh. If they wrote the get within the first 12 months, v'nanula akra yubet kodesh, and then they gave it after the 12 months, ain't no get. It's not a valid get. Kids move to get the HD. He put the action before the tonight. He says, write a get and give it to my wife. If I don't come within the next 12 months, she wrote it within the 12 months. Gave it after the 12 months, ain't no get. So the Tanakhama says, doesn't matter which way you formulate it, the action first or the tonight first. Either way, it's not a valid get because the Ethan wrote the get before the expiration of the time, before the 12 months came about. Yes, America said get. In this instance, said get because he wrote kids move to before you put in the condition of 12 months. So it implies that write the get and give it to her after the 12 months expire. Right, kids will after you base clothes, but not to know after base clothes, they write it after the 12 months and give it after the clothes, who made and he dies. If a get called on Misa is a get. If the get preceded him dying, then it's a good get. Misa called him the get, but if he died before the get, ain't no get because the get wasn't valid until they give it to her. But maybe a dua, if it's not known, so we shall have a mugresh, then it'll be a suffix whether there is Hebrew over here. Okay. Tanu Rabbanon, Tanu Rabbanon, Yitziru Ali Nefseh. In the case, the first case in our Mishnah, Rabbanon will let her get married. So, Man Rabbanon, who are these Rabbanon that let her get married? And don't say that it's a get after Misa. Rabbi Yehuda Mishmel, Beidino, the Sharu Mishkol. So, Rabbi Yehuda Nesia, Rabbi Yehuda Nesia was the grandson of Rabbi. Right? He was the one, they were Matir in Abu Dazar, they were Matir Shemin Shel Goyim. So, Sabri Law, why? Rabbi Yossi, because they hold like Rabbi Yossi, the Amar is Manu Shastar Mokiach Alav. So we saw this again in the Gemara just a couple of days ago, right, in Ayin Beis, that Rabbi Yossi believes since there's a date in the get, the equivalent of saying Me'akshav. So Rabbi Yehuda Nesia says that in this first case in the Mishnah, even though he didn't say Akshav, since the get is dated, we say what? Me'akshav. It's equivalent to Me'akshav, therefore it's not a get after Misa, it's a valid get. So Rabbi Abba Breder, Priya Barabba, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yehuda Nesia, Kedosha Rabbi Gamliel, Bar Rabbi Rabbi, and since Rabbi Yehuda Nesia, who's the, again, the opinion here, and these in here, was a grandson of Rabbi, Hora, Velo, Hotulo, Kol Siato, that he gave this Pesach Halacha, and his rest of his chaverim didn't agree with him, or the rest of the bnei medrash didn't agree with him. Some people say that everybody who was found at that time did not agree with him, or during his lifetime they did not agree with him. So the two possibilities, but either way, he gave him pesach halacha and they didn't agree with him. Amalei Rav Elazar l'hu Saba. This Rav Elazar spoke to the Saba. The Saba was someone who sat in that basement of Rav Yehuda Nisias. He was there when it happened. Kishir Atiu, the Alka Sharitu, or the Akash Masar Kodesh Sharitu. Right? Did they, when they said in this Mishnah, the first case, that she's mutarit to get married, is she allowed to get married immediately? Because once he dies, he's not coming back, we know for sure. Or do we make her still wait out for 12 months? Why? Because maybe there's some people think that you can get married before the 12 months are up. Right? The fear is not obviously that she's going to come now. It's clear that the Tanai is fulfilled. The problem is that other people will think you can get married before the Tanai is fulfilled. So we say to wait the 12 months to get married afterwards. Which one was it? Well, I'll push you to it a lot. And right away they gave her a mulzer because he's not coming. Oh, Dimalaka, you can put this to her. Or maybe after 12 months, the high kind lets know. Because it's what? We want them to fulfill the Tanai. Not because she needs to fulfill the Tanai is fulfilled, but we want her to look like the Tanai is being fulfilled so others don't make the mistake where he doesn't die, and they get married before the 12 months are up.
She's married, I'm not joking. I'm just saying that she can marry because she's 12 months. And forget about the
Because there's a Yibum here. There's a possibility that they have children, there's a possibility of Yibum, right? So you have to, you need Chalitza.
Yeah, she's childless.
I was saying, but that's the assumption in all these cases, is why otherwise, why does she need a get in all these cases, right? Mm-hmm. So, divide Le Masnison, Me'akshav, right? So why didn't he ask from our Mishnah? And when it says Me'akshav, in Lobat, we kind of do this Kodesh. Why did he only ask it on Rabbi Yehuda's Messiah when they changed the din of our Mishnah? The first din our Mishnah says it's not a get. Rabbi Yehuda's Messiah came along and said, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it is a get. And that's what Rabbi Elazar asked the question on. Why didn't you just ask it on the second case in the Mishnah where it was a valid get when you say Me'akshav? Right? Why don't you ask there? In Lobat, we kind of do this Kodesh. You make the Tokyo's Biz Kodesh. It's a get. Well, Alter, Abi, the Halawati, is it a get right away? Because he's not coming. Well, Dil Malachi Biz Kodesh, I came late tonight. You have to wait after the 12 months for the Tanai to expire. So Mar says, Enochanami, he could have asked it on the second case in the Mishnah. Shunt Abba Bahu Maisa. But this gentleman, this Saba, was there, so he figured, let me ask the guy who was sitting there during the basement that was Matir this. So he at least would know. I mean, I could have asked this on the Mishnah. I'm asking somebody who has knowledge about it, so he asked them, and Enochanami could have been a question. Amar Abayi. Abayi says, Akol Modim, everybody agrees, Heichad Amar L'Shetetzei Chaman N'Nertika. But he says, this get is valid when the sun will rise, the Chinapu Kamarlan. He means when it rises in the future. The Chimayas Galilea, if he dies that night, right, Havi Get Lachamisa, it's an invalid get, because he's saying, this get will be valid when the sun rises. When the sun rises, he's dead. So there's no gets here. Right? When if he says, Almanat Shetetzei Chaman N'Nertika, on the condition that the sun rises, that's equivalent of saying Me'akshav Kamarla. That means immediately it's a get, right? And just the sun must rise the next morning. So, guess what? The sun will rise, and it will be a get. So that's it. Where do they Machlokas? Machlokas is Amar Vun Amarav, Ko'omer Amanat, Ko'omer Me'akshav Domi. So, let's just say this before. Anybody says Amanat, it's Me'akshav Domi. Lo Nechluku, the Machlokas, right again, is Ela B'imtetze. If he says B'imtetze. So, over here we said again, Likish Yetetze means in the future. Almanat means me'akshav. The question is, it's this lashon of what? Im teitei, if the sun will rise. Right? The get will be a get if the sun will rise. Masar v'lok Rabbi Yossi demar s'shmano s'shvar mokiyach alav. But the z'man of the stars mokiyach alav, and even when he uses the lashon of im teitei, b'avilei kim hayom, im meiti me'akshav. Right? It'll be the equivalent of saying ki hayom im meiti or me'akshav im meiti, which is the equivalent of saying ki hayom. Right, ole akar miso. Right, and we know kliyom ole akar miso, according to Rabbi Yossi, is a valid get. Right, mar sever lo sever like Rabbi Yossi, avale kiim meiti. Great, it's as if I die, and if it's just if I die by itself, right, then it's not going to work because if I die, it's equivalent to saying if the sun rises, so that means the get will only be valid when the sun rises. If it's only when the sun rises, he's dead before the sun rises, and it will not be a valid get. Okay, again, so the Mishonos here, the Gemara is distinguishing where this Machlokas Rabbi Yossi comes up, or where we have a suffix in the Lashon. Right, if you say the Kishatei, say everybody agrees that's a future statement, that it only is effective in the future. If you say Almanat, everybody agrees that immediately, Almanat means from now, if the condition is fulfilled. Right? And the question comes out, Im Teitze, if it will be, right? If it will be, Im Teitze the Chama, or Im something, right? Im Eiti. The question is, then, what is the status of that? Im Eiti, does Im Eiti mean Likashim Eiti? It's valid from today, when I do die? Or is it valid what? in kemeti means only once I do die. And the difference in after me will be according to Rabbi Yossi, who thinks star shel zmanos star mochiachalav. Right? Even though it's in the future, right? Rabbi believes that when you have a date in the stars, it proves the same nafshav, and therefore it will be a valid get. The chachamim say you don't have that. We'll say it's not a valid get because it's in the future. And that's where the machlokas stems around. The Rabbeinu and Rabbi Yossi is where it stems. This machlokas of Rabbi Yossi and the chachamim, they think this machlokas is focused on this type of statement. All right, we'll stop here.